Weiter in Shas. We are in Zvachim Dav Chav Zayin. Pick it up. 14 lines down. First one in the line is De Rebbe Yehuda. And after that is Reish Lakish Amar. Now, we were in the middle of a back and forth over here. Just to bring us back into the discussion. Shmuel mentioned, the Pasuk says, V'anina sativ lechem al mizbech, that I have assigned it for you upon the mizbech. For a kapara, to teach that once the dam is applied anywhere in the mizbech, it is a kapara. So Shmuel is saying that the Mishnah's din, that when the blood is applied and not in its place, the offering is no good, to mean only that the meat is unfit to be eaten. But still there's kapara. However, Reish Lakish doesn't agree with such a thing. Reish Lakish amar liolam pasol ma'amish. Rashi says it's completely pasol. Delo tani tana pasol abasar l'chudei. Ilo parish ba'adei. Behedya masisam pasol l'gamri kamar. Shaf ba'ilam anus chaperuth. There's not even kapar for the ba'ilam. So back again. Pasol ma'amish. B'shalobim komo kim komo dami. And not only that, yet he also says that shalobim komo is kim komo dami, that if you have the applying of the blood not in its place, it's like it's actually in its place in reference to kapara, like Shmuel learned. So what? That doesn't make sense. For lokasha, and yet this is not akasha. Why? Kan shenasan mishtika, kan shenasan be'amir. And the pasuk is saying that the blood put not in its place is going to affect the kapara. We're dealing with the case where the kohen put it quietly. In other words, didn't say nothing. There's no intent to do something to invalidate the conscience of Amira. But in the Mishnah, he says that it's going to be no good. We're talking about a case where the Kohen put it with a statement that the carbon would be consumed beyond its time. Now we're basically have a repeat, a smaller version of all the questions that we asked on Shmuel, because he's basically agreeing with Shmuel. So we're going to ask questions on him. Tana, we went to the Mishnah, Chishiv Litenes, and Nitnim, Hanitanim, Lamata, 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 ad midi hava amachsheves sinuach v'alibid Rabbi Yehuda, right? That we said that if a coin he had in mind to put the things that should have been put below the line, he put it above the line, or that should have been above the line, put it below the line, until this is the same intent to leave the blood over until the next day. The price then goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. We take out a couple words here, Mr. Shah says. Okay, now we have a third way that we can look at this in this pshat over here, the way that this Gemara works. Our Mishnah said that if the dam is placed not in its proper place, then it's going to be no good. And the other Mishnah said that comes on Lamed Beis, then in such a case, if the blood is still shooting out of the animal's neck, then a good Kohen should come and receive it and repeat the Avodah. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Idividi Shinasa B'Shtika. Both this Mishnah and that Mishnah are talking about is done with Shtika. There's no intent, to invalidate it. The Shalobim Komo, Lafkim Komo Dami. And really, blood that's not in its place is not like it when it's in its place. V'ha, the Ika Dami Nefesh. And this Mishnah, which says that the Avodah can be repeated, is talking about where there's still blood, Dami Nefesh, shooting out. Hadlaka Dami Nefesh. This Mishnah is talking about that it's going to be no good because it's talking about there's no more Dami Nefesh, which is spurting out. But hold on 1 second. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah about a carbon whose dam was put not in its proper place. Pasul ve'in bo karis. That it's going to be possible, but it doesn't have karis. Bishlam Reish Lakish makes sense according to Reish Lakish, who said that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the coin did it beyond, with the wrong, beyond its time, the kavanah beyond its time. Hainu d'katani possible in mokaris. As we say, this possible and there's no karis, because beyond its time is usually going to make something pigle, which is going to make karis. Therefore, the Mishnah has to tell you specifically that blood application not in its place can't bring it to a state of pigle. El Rabbi Yochanan, Kodesh Rabbi Yochanan, said the Mishnah is talking about a case where the coin put the blood in silence. Mayim Bokaris, what do you mean, Iim Bokaris? Why was it having there would have been the curse? So the Gemara, Kasha, that's a good question. Now, with Shmuel, according to Shmuel, who also said that the Mishnah is dealing with a case that the coin did the blood in silence, Mayim Bokaris, what is the Iim Bokaris? Hachi Kamar, Ein Im Nasan Memachshava, Pasel Ve'im Bokaris. If the coin gave the blood not in its place with a beyond its time kavana, then pasul v'imokaris, it's going to be pasul, but it's not going to have karis. V'rav Yochanan, Isha lo bimkomo lav kimkomo dami. If putting the blood not in its place is not considered like putting it in its place, then when the dam is put not in its place, the havi ki nishpach min akli levitzvah, it should be like when it fell out of the clean to the floor. If yes, fennel, the coin gathered it up from the mizbech and then put it in its right place. Why is the Mishnah saying that straight up it's no good? Give me a solution of how to fix this. And for the Gemara, several of the Amar lo yasvenu, you're always like the time that says you're not allowed to go ahead and gather it up. Amar Vitzak ben Yosef, by Yosef Amar Rav Yochanan, hakol modim benitnin lamayla shen nesanon lamayla. Everyone agrees in reference to that which should be put above the red line, that the coin did apply it above the matzus of mamala, and that which should be put below the red line, that the coin did apply it below. Shalol kemitzvasan, but not in the proper manner. Let's say he did it with the wrong intent or with his left hand. Lo yasvenu, you don't gather it up to do it again, because it was put, you know, in the place where it was supposed to be, therefore it's no longer fit for zrika. Lo nechlu ela benitin lamayla shenasan lamata. Lamata's not somehow, they only argue if they put it in the wrong place. Shabbi Yossi Omer lo yasvenu, he says, you don't go and redo it. Rabbi Shimon Omer yasvenu, he says, you gather up and then you do it again. Beep, turn the page. Chav Zayin and Beis. Mishnah Senek, Kedivri Omer lo yasvenu. Our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yossi, who says, you don't gather it up. V'rav Chista Omer Avimi Akol Modim Benitin Lamata Shenasan Lamala. Everyone agrees. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, a different version here. They agree in reference to that which we put below the line that the coin put above it. Shalo Yasvenu, you don't gather it. Kol Shekin Benitin Lamata Shenasan Lamata. And certainly in reference to that which we put above the line that he applied below it, that he can't go and gather up and reapply it. Since the blood that is applied above eventually goes down to the bottom, they only argue about the fact that if you have dam that should have been put inside the eichel that he put outside, or the outside that should have been put inside. Gather up and redo it. Lo yasven, you don't gather up and do it. It's no good. It's done. We also have this idea in a braisa. Braisa is talking about a din. That once the parts of the carbon are brought onto the mizbeach, you're not able to bring them down, but they get burnt there. Even if it's not a good carbon, even if it's pasul. This is what I learned out, that Zos Torah Ha'ola, Hi Ha'ola, Amogdam, Mizbeach, Kol Halayla. Rav Yehuda Omer, Zos Hi Ha'ola, Re'el Miutan. It's coming to be Mayit. Prat, Lenishchata Balayla, it's coming to exclude from this rule of not being taken down from the mizbeach, lunch b'layla, v'shenishpach dama, if it's shechta at night, you can take it down, v'shenishpach dama, it's blood spilled, v'shata dama chutz l'klayim, im also teri, even when up, it goes down. V'shenon omer, ola, ein liyela, ola k'shera. For me, I only know that an ola k'shera or anything else kasher stays up on there. Minayin l'rabo, v'shenishpach b'layla, v'shenishpach dama, v'shata dama chutz l'klayim, v'allah, and one that stayed overnight, v'ayotze, and one that went out beyond the claim. V'atame, one that became tame, v'shenech shvachutz l'zman, v'chutz l'mekom, or shechted out of its man, of its place, v'shekiblu. Psul and v'zarkos dama, or that one that the disqualified people received through its blood. V'anitnin l'mala, shenasin l'mata, the blood, or those whose blood should be put above the red line, but they put it below. The flip. Anywhere in all these, even in these cases, once they're put up there, you don't move them down. This is the Torah of the Ola. This is coming to include one law for all carbonates that go up in the Mizrach. Shem Ola. Lo yerdu. If they go up, they don't come down. Yalchushani marba af harovei aven yerba. You maybe think you include also the animals that are rovei aven yerba that are involved with bestiality of some sort. V'amuksa, one that was sent for avodah zarah, and never one that was worshipped for avodah zarah. V'eston, one that was paid prostitute with. V'amechir, and someone used it to exchange for a dog. They used to pay for a dog. V'akilayim, or it's an animal that's a mixed animal. V'atreifa. A treifa v'yotzei dofin, the animal that was born by a C-section. Tamid lomar zos. This is the law. The word this is a miut, and it's teaching that in the cases just brought, even if they were brought up, you bring him down. Umar Roy Sarab as a sailor. How do you know? Why did you decide to include the previous group at this day on? Lahotzi a sailor to these ones you take down. Marba ani es elu shayu psulan b'kodesh. I include these ones because they're it's a kodesh to kapsula. What's in es elu shalohayu psulan b'kodesh? I exclude this one for their thing. Their the thing that's making a puzzle has nothing to do with the actual kedusha, but there's a problem inherently in them themselves. Don't forget, this whole thing was brought as a support for Rav Yochanan. Katani Mia still came at the end of the day. Rav Shimon holds Hanitnin Lamata Shanasan Lamaila Ulamaila Shanasan Lamata. The ones that went up and those Zech, they don't come down. Velo Palag Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda doesn't argue with that. So even though Rav Yehuda holds that if the dam of the carbon spilled, anything, the parts that went up on the Mizbech must come down. He agrees that if the blood was applied, not in its place. And they went up on the Mizbech, that they don't come down. My timer, what's the reason of the dam is put not in its place, that they don't come down? La mishum de kalte Mizbech. It's not because the Mizbech accepted the dam, right? That it sanctifies, it's makdish, these parts that went up in Shmamina. Lo yasvenu, and we learn from this that the Kohen does not gather up the blood, and we do it once it's been applied, even not in its place. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mizbech apinim b'kadosh psula, and the inner Mizbech is going to be sanctifies invalid carbonos that are put on it, so that they don't have to be taken down. My kamash malan, what are you coming to teach me? Tanina, we all learned this in the brayso, nitin bifnim. Right, the ones that are given b'fnim, applied outside, it was blood, it went in the heichal, but the coin went in the end. So what are you adding? Imi hasam, if we're going to learn out this principle from the inner mizbeach, sanctifies invalid things from that b'raisa, havamina hani mili dam dechazile. I would have thought that applies only in the case of blood that's fit to be brought inside the inner mizbeach. Aval komets lo chazile, but when it's a komets, no shaychus with the inner mizbeach, right? It's a carbon mincha. Emelo, it's not going to sanctify a kamash well. I'm saying, nope, that's included as well. Meis ve'frag de gemara. Hold on one second. Ketor zara sha'ala legab mizbeach. If you have a ketor zara, literally a strange ketoris that went on the mizbeach, teirid, it's got to come down. She'en lechom mekadosh psulin. Nothing sanctifies invalid karbonos. Elam is beach chitzon b'royulo, except the outer is beach, which is going to match to something that's fit to it. Chitzon in pnimilo, which is telling you that only the inside, but not only the outside one, but not the inside one. That's not going to be matched to these things, which goes against what really, as I just said. Tirit zachi, answer like this. Ketoris zarish also elam is beach chitzon tirit. That's got to come down. Shem is beach chitzon makadosh psulin el royulo. All things worry for about pnimi ben royulo ben shen royulo. Either way, it's going to be matched to shit. By Taima, Hai Ritzba, this one, meaning the outer Mizbech, is just a Ritzba. It's a floor, an elevated part of the floor of the Azara. Vai Klisharis, but the inner one is actually a Klisharis, therefore it's going to have impact on it. Says Rashi, V'nimshach ima Mishkan. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.